You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you with a little post-scrimmage walk and talk over here by the Willard and Pat Walker entry of Razorback Stadium. We were actually inside the Willard and Pat Walker Pavilion today because of rain. I don't know. It looks pretty dry out here to me. I've been inside the last 3 or 4 hours. Maybe it rained and dried up. I don't know. But maybe they could have gone inside the stadium. But anyway, they did it in there. Just the way things work out. You never know with lightning and stuff like that. A little bit harder to judge everything when you're inside. So we're going to talk a little bit about the entire spring and really the overarching thing, which I think Sam Pittman really drove home today, and that's toughness. And, you know, I also think experience with this team. It's just such a veteran team. It's big. It's experienced. You've got so many returning guys, so many key transfer guys that are really going to help this team. Let's just kind of go over things position by position. Obviously, you got a known commodity with KJ Jefferson at quarterback. You'd just expect him to continue to get better. But a lot depends on how things look with those wide receivers. You know, how did the wide receivers and KJ Jefferson mesh? And I don't know if there's going to be like just a bell cow like they have with Treylon Burks last year. Obviously, we're all looking at Jaden Hazelwood, you know, who will continue to come on and get better. He's got a world of talent. I think guy that's maybe getting overlooked a little bit is Ketron Jackson. You know, Ketron was the top-rated recruit in the class last year, played a little bit raw as the coaches describe him. But, you know, I would expect him to have a chance to really put up some big numbers. And I'll say this, too. They got to continue to work Malik Hornsby at wide receiver. And Sam Pittman alluded to that a little bit today in his post-game press conference, post-scrimmage press conference. And, I mean, I just think he's dead on. I could see Malik being a guy that, like, ends up with, like, 19 catches and averaging, like, 21 yards a catch or something. You know, just a really, really high average. I saw him out here, I think it was Tuesday, I saw KJ hit him on a 55-yard bomb, hit him on a 75-yard bomb. Like, back-to-back plays, one in team, one in Pascal. I just think that, and I asked Jalen Catalon after practice today, I was like, what do you think as a defensive back when you line up there and then you see number four trot out there? And he's like, oh crap, you know, got to be aware of him because he can blow past anybody. He can blow past anybody. So I just think that's a really intriguing thing to look at. And I know they're thin at quarterback. Good news is they feel good about Cade Fortin. You know, if something were to happen with both KJ and Malik, you know, because Malik's obviously going to be at a higher risk for injury. We know KJ's going to run the ball. He's had to come out of some games here and there. So how do you feel about Cade Fortin? That's a big question with, I mean, if you're going to be able to do this. And it sounds like they feel good about it. I think they need to do it. I think that you've got a guy with that kind of speed. You got to get him out there. You just do. So I like that they're doing that. You know, running back wise, obviously, Dominic Johnson hasn't been out there all spring. You know what you got in Dominic Johnson. I mean, so Rocket Sanders, you'd expect him to be that much better. And he's coming, you know, back from a shoulder that really limited him before. You know, A.J. Green, Rashad DeBinion is a guy that they feel like is really, certainly, I mean, they feel like he's going to help them for sure next year. They like his stop and go, his shiftiness and all that stuff. So you've got a nice variety of running backs there. You know, we've talked about the offensive line. You got four starters returning from last year. And not just guys that returned from last year, but also the year before. Like, everybody's a third or fourth year starter who's returning. You just got to figure out that left tackle spot. And, you know, is it going to be Takias Crawford, who we really haven't, you know, I asked Pittman about all the guys that he's worked over there because he's worked Brady Latham, who I think might be, like, as of today, like, kind of might be the favorite. Him or Luke Jones, you know, playing left guard or left tackle, which one, who goes where, you know. Takias Crawford, I think just, he looks so good. Like, he's always been big, but, like, he's starting to be, like, you know, he looks a little more like a power lifter, like a bodybuilder a little bit more than he has before. And to be like 350 pounds the way he is, it's just the guy's got so much potential, so much ability, and they've been so pleased with him too. You almost feel like you got to find a way to get him on the field, but then you've got all these multi-year starters returning also. You know, got to figure some things out with him. The second group of guys on the offensive line, they're just so big. Amarian Harris, you can just see a guy like him one day. What does Amarian Harris turn into? You know, Andrew Chamblee, who looks like he's been in the system for a while. Devon Manuel. Wait, I didn't even talk about Devon Manuel, who's 6'9", 360 something. I mean, the future is bright on this offensive line. And you kind of, you know, to be honest with you, you got to feel good about – having brought in a really strong group of offensive linemen last year, and Patrick Kuta is also, who I really like, who's not on campus yet, 6'6", 300-plus guy, who's not on campus yet. And then, you know, because you always think you're going to, you know, probably redshirt your offensive lineman, and, you know, the next class we're talking about, you know, this could be a flashy class. It's already ranked number 3 nationally. Obviously, they've got to bring in some more big fish to stay there. But, you know, talking about bringing in some, you know, big-time running backs, some big-time quarterbacks, more wide receivers, you know. So I kind of like the way that shapes up for the future. But obviously, we're talking about right now and, you know, what's going to happen next year. Tight end, obviously you got Trey Knox. I think he's going to be a real weapon there. You know, Nathan Bax has done some good things, and Hudson Henry has done some good things, but I think we're all really intrigued what Trey Knox can bring to the table there, because he's about 240 right now, and, you know, he's a guy that's a receiver playing tight end in a lot of ways, but also getting bigger, so he's going to be able to help you in blocking and all that stuff too. Just a really veteran group on the offensive side of the ball that's, you know, just got to develop some chemistry with those wide receivers, and I think that'll happen. I think it will, and they have a chance to be really dangerous on offense, and just veteran, and tough. That, you know, that's the thing that, you know, we talk about chemistry and culture and all this stuff, and that's part of the culture is being a tough football team. I thought Sam Pittman said it great. It's, you know, it's great to have good players, but it doesn't really matter if they're not tough. So that's something they preach all the time, you know, getting past your mental blocks. He talked about Kewan Parker today. Kewan Parker, you know, who's kind of coming on at cornerback and, you know, kind of felt like last year he was on the scout team and just kind of relegated himself to that and kind of had a governor in his mind a little bit, like, this is where I am this year. And it's kind of taken it off. And I think you see that with a lot of guys, you know, this spring. Flipping over to defense, let's talk special teams real quick, because, you know, you got Reed Bauer, obviously, at punter. Cam Little, I mean, talk about a known commodity. Cam Little is just Mr. Clutch. So you have to feel good about your kicking game moving forward. Flipping over to the defense, I really feel, and this isn't anything against Nichols or Carter or Cam Ball or any of those guys, but, man, you feel like you get one more mammoth. You get one more, if you can get a Ridgeway type or something, but you get some big dude in there who can keep that rotation going fresh and give you more opportunities to go with a 4-man front. Man, I mean, that could be like the missing piece in a way. And again, it's nothing against those guys. You just need to rotate. You're going to have to rotate those defensive linemen a lot. So I think that's something to keep an eye on.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Defensive end, I think they're in pretty good shape there. Obviously, you know, we didn't even really see Landon Jackson, who's 6'7", 275. Jordan Dominick's coming in addition to having, you know, Zach Williams and Eric Gregory and Jashad Stewart, Eric Thomas Jr., he's coming on as well. So, I mean, I think there are some things to be encouraged with on that defensive line, but just like that, it's not that you feel bad about it, because you don't, but like if you want to talk about like how can they get an edge on some people. One more interior defensive lineman. I know they're probably going after two as well. Linebacker situation, obviously having Bumper back is huge for him. His decision to come back was, I don't want to say transformative, but it was pretty darn big having Bumper Poole come back. I mean, the guy had 125 tackles last year, vastly experienced. But really the talk today on the defensive side was Drew Sanders, who, chased Malik. Not that he chased him down, but made a great angle and ran down Malik Hornsby. They just talk about how well he fights through blocks. He's got some swim move that he gets through people. And, sometimes it's a swim move and sometimes he's coming straight at you. And he's 6'4", 235, 240. So he can do a lot of things, but everybody is really, really intrigued with Drew Sanders. I think we're probably going to see Bumper Poole, Drew Sanders start. That's how it was today. But Christopher Paul's another guy that's going to give him good minutes. He really is. Last year they were able to rotate those guys pretty freely. So Chris Paul, and I was really impressed with Chris Paul, just the level of maturity. This is our first time talking to him, I think, on Tuesday. The level of maturity that he brought, just sitting there talking, you can tell he's raised right. The lessons that he takes from his parents. He's got six older sisters. He's the only boy. All of those things, you're like, man, this guy's got it. Like maybe a team spokesperson type one day, but he's going to help them also. And they're a little thin on experience at linebacker overall, but you feel good about those three. And maybe somebody else comes on, throwing it to the secondary. It just feels like so much depth, really. I mean, obviously you lose some key guys last year, one to the NFL, two to transfer, but you bring in Latavius Breeny, you bring in Dwight McGlothern, and I think Malik Chavis has looked really good at corner because McGlothern's had a hamstring, so he's been a little bit limited, but Chavis, he's a big, tall, rangy cornerback who can run and hit. He's looked good out there. They talk about Kewan Parker coming on, and I think you should feel pretty good about where they are right now overall at cornerback. Hudson Clark has a lot of experience. Ladarius Bishop, who started eight games for him last year, hasn't really even been in the mix because he's been coming back from an injury. But that's another guy, once he gets healthy, he'll be able to push. And that's what's key about it. We talk about injuries and stuff like that. You're only as good as your second unit. I asked Jalen Catalon about that too after practice. How the next guy's looking, because if anybody knows, he does, because he was injured all last year. You're only as good as your second unit, and then you got to rely on your third unit because you're going to need minutes from them too if somebody goes down. And so that's what I see. I like the depth that they have overall. Latavius Breeny hasn't cracked the starting lineup yet, but you've got Simeon Blair, Jalen Catalon, you've got Jaden Johnson, who really played well as a freshman last year and has been starting all spring. And then you've got Miles Slusher working that nickel spot, which I think is kind of interesting because Jaden Johnson was a nickel last year. Now he's a safety. And Slusher was a safety last year. Now he's a nickel. Why is that different? What changed your mind on those guys? But it's important to make sure that those guys work all different kinds of positions. And that's what they've done because, as Barry Odom has said the other day, if you play somebody else's position, you know what their responsibilities is. So this guy's giving me help or he's not giving me help or, all of those kinds of things. So it just helps the whole cohesiveness of that defensive secondary. And there's a lot to like about that group also. And, not just the starters, but the second group also. So overall, my opinion on this team, I see a lot of veterans, a lot of guys that want to play, a lot of guys that love each other, love their coach, want to fight for each other. I mean, just the continuity that they have with the coordinators coming back, all of that stuff is really important. And you get the good schedule this year, the good schedule at home. It could be a really fun season, guys. And I'm not shying away from saying that they could possibly win 10 games this season in the regular season. I'm really not. And there are some things to figure out, but what I look out there and I see, just the first practice that I came out here, 12 practices ago, I'm like, man, these guys, they hadn't missed a beat. They look like they never stopped practicing from the bowl game. They're big, they're veteran, they got some speed, they got some size, some toughness, they got the right attitude, that chip on their shoulder. There's a lot to like about this team. I think about this football team, and I think about what's coming in basketball. And what is going to be there in baseball. I mean, it's been a pretty good 365 days, hasn't it? What's the next 365 look like? Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Enjoy where you are right now. You damn well deserved it, Razorback fan. I mean, you've been through it, hadn't you? But it makes it that much sweeter when things get turned around. I go back every once in a while, look at my walk and talks from Western Kentucky or Mississippi State back in 2019. And then I'll flip back, you know, to the Texas game or, you know, the Outback Bowl or something like that. It just puts things in perspective. So, I don't know. I felt the need to do a walk and talk today. So, it's it for this spring. We might do a summer walk and talk or something. Go to Hog Sports, guys, if you haven't done so already. If you're not familiar with Hog Sports, you want to know how to support the things that we do. Danny West, Curtis Wilkerson, Andrew Ellis. Those guys do a fantastic job covering all aspects of Razorback sports, along with me, I hope. So, appreciate you guys watching me. And go to Hog Sports for all your Razorback news this offseason. All right, everybody. This has been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com, and we'll catch you next time.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Duzable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.